in Tucson, Arizona for the Saba Home Show, but if you're in the North Phoenix area or anywhere that you just so inclined to drive to Sanderson Lincoln there on Bell, just off of I-17, a couple miles, about a mile to the east. Sanderson Ford has their MIM, it's the Musical Instrument Museum, is raising money today for their nonprofit efforts. All you have to do is go test drive one of the Lincolns anytime between 9 and 5 today. And I tell you what, I had the opportunity to ride in the Lincoln. I had my truck serviced there this week, and they gave me a courtesy shuttle to the office. I tell you what, if you could fit a bale of hay in an MKZ, that would be my next vehicle. What a sweet ride that is. The sunroof goes the entire length of the cabin, opens up. And with that opening of the moonroof, you can have that joy of air without that reverberation you get on four-door vehicles when you have just one down.
Well, that's where you should put the hay.
On the moonroof?
Yeah.
That'd be really enjoyable. You'd be itching all down the neck. So if you're just so inclined, or if you're in the vehicle buying mood, get to Sanderson Lincoln there on Bell. And you don't have to buy anything. Just test drive, and they'll donate up to 30 for any Lincoln Continental. They'll donate $30 up to $6,000, and any $20 test drive for any other Lincoln up to $4,000. So just get by and help them donate and raise $10,000 for the nonprofit effort that Sanderson Ford is so famous for, contributing to their community. We're going to get to the calls here at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, starting with Juan in Avondale. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you, sir. How can we help?
Well, a couple things. I've got one of those Nest thermostats, and it's telling me that my humidity in my house is up in the 40s, like 40%, 41, 42. I'm looking to see if there's a way to bring down that humidity without cranking my AC down all the time.
Now, let's back up. Do y'all know what nests are? I'm sure you do in the industry. Do you think everyone listening knows what a nest is?
No.
All right, let's cover the nest first, because it's something I just learned about 3 days ago.
So it's basically a thermostat that thinks. It's a thermostat that picks patterns and it thinks. The reason he's getting the humidity is probably because the system is oversized. And it's not two-stage or single. So you probably never noticed it before the thermostat, because the thermostat itself is not creating the humidity. It's just
reporting.
Now he sees it, so now he knows what's happening.
Absolutely. When you get a system that's oversized, it'll cause the air conditioning to short cycle. So it'll blast a bunch of ice cold air in the house. However, it doesn't run long enough to pull the heat out of the house, and so you get it. Blast of cold air satisfies the thermostat. The heat warms the thermostat right back up, blasts a bunch more cold air. So it's on and off, on and off. And the object of air conditioning is to remove the humidity out of the home. So when you don't let it run for a full cycle, it kind of humidity issues.
So he's learning it, the Nest thermostat, because it's a thinking thermostat. He's realizing now what's happening.
And that is where most of your cost in air conditioning comes on, is the startup. It pulls a lot of amps to get the motor turning. The more times it does that per hour, that creates your large peak hour, and that's
spike.
Where you're getting charged for that spike.
Have you tried leaving the fan to the on position and seeing if that helped change that humidity?
He's probably listening. Generally speaking, when we're not in studio, they don't leave the callers up. Because it's hard to control remotely.
Let's try it again, guys. I think Ed's there.
Juan, did you catch that about leaving the air turned on?
Yeah, so I haven't left the fan on, so I can give that a shot and see if that'll work. I guess the other part of my question was with the AC unit itself. It's in a terrible location, actually, right next to the master bedroom, and I hear.
So you get to hear it all night.
Yeah.
That's where interior water feature is. You're going to be your cheapest. Get some white noise to drown
exactly.
That out.
All right. So is there a way that I could have that fan changed out for maybe a quieter one? Or is that the compressor making that extra noise at night?
How old is your current system?
I believe it would be about 10 years old.
You know, I would seriously, I know you're in Phoenix, I would seriously consider getting an estimate on doing a high efficiency system now. They're very quiet. The new systems are very quiet, even where it's at. You can probably find something that you'll virtually not hear.
And definitely get a load calculation to make sure that the system is sized appropriately. Because the number one cause for humidity issues is an oversized unit.
And
every
time.
That
would also make more noise. So I would, at 10 years old, the system's old enough now to where you should probably consider replacement. So I would, you know, go with a Rosie on the house air conditioner specialist in here
Phoenix,
in Phoenix, yeah. And then go that route.
All you have to do is go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on find a trusted partner, enter your zip code or city, select the category you're looking for, and it'll show up in order of geolocation. And the closest to you in Avondale would be Pro Solutions Air out of Surprise.
And they can fix that problem.
Yeah, like that thermostat. He's probably got a nice new high-technology thermostat, and it's learning his patterns, and it's probably letting him realize that, hey, there might be something wrong with the system that the old, essentially dumb thermostat
didn't.
Exactly. So
Rosie said it a lot over the years. The biggest problem is that our air conditioning units are oversized.
Oh, yeah.
How is he going to know? I mean, obviously, if you're using a Rosie certified partner, they're going to size it right. But let's, for homeowners out there, how do they know they're not getting an oversized unit? I mean, how do you know as a homeowner?
Well, they don't. You need to actually have a load calculation performed of the house. I mean, that is the first step. You need to make sure that the contractor you're using sits there and does a load calculation of the house. They have to take into consideration the insulation, the windows, the way they're facing. You know, it used to be just square footage. We used to go, oh, yeah, 400 square foot. It takes one ton of cooling. And, you know, you can't use that.
500 if it was a vaulted ceiling.
Yeah,
right.
But
right.
Think about it, you know, like this. With the insulation standards today versus 20 years ago, how can you use square footage to size an air conditioner? You just can't. So really just low calculation performing and, you know, two-stage, things like that would really, I think, help fix this problem.
And just as important as the unit is the delivery system. You've got to size your duct correctly.
Oh, yeah. That's so critical. So
that's
critical.
Absolutely. Number one, you could buy essentially a 25C air conditioner if the duct work is not size appropriately, it's no better than
back
what?
To the coffee straw.
Absolutely, you're exactly right. You're right back to where you started. You literally threw all the money out the window, essentially. So
good luck, Juan, and keep us posted. Try just running that fan first, you know, and see.
Yeah, that'll probably make a little bit of a difference. I would do that. I mean, it's not going to make all of his problems go away, but it might help a little bit.
And save your pennies. You're at 10 years, so it wasn't going to last that much longer. And the quality of life, especially being able to sleep through the summer, not hearing that, is going to be worth, you know,
all the
maybe retiring that system a little early.
Absolutely.
Ed from Sierra Vista called, and he wants to switch from evap cooling to air conditioning. Let's walk through that stage real quick, and then we'll get to the energy audits and TEP rates.
Okay. So there's two ways to do it. You can put everything on the roof. They can remove the evaporative coil or the evaporative cooler. They can utilize that supply where that supplies the air now and then add a return, or they can remove their existing furnace and add a new furnace with a coil and a condenser on the side of the house.
Used to be it made a lot of sense to stay evap cooled, but
oh, yeah.
With the efficiency in air conditioning, it doesn't make any sense to stay evap cooled.
We actually recommend removing them on every house when we do a high efficient unit now, because you have so much duct loss on those evap coils, it's chaotic.
Well, and then on
and the liability of a swamp cooler these days anyways, it's
mold, roof leaks,
it's going to add a lot of humidity,
rust.
Especially if you have the sheet metal ductwork.
Yep.
Humidity and sheet metal causes rust, which is going to cause leaks ultimately. So you're not going to save any money these days by switching over to your evap cooler when it's not humid out, you know. So a lot of people were missing back in the day. They would only turn their evaporative cooler on when their air conditioning on when they absolutely had to, and they would use their evap cooler. But the efficiencies of the system these days, I've actually heard people saving money switching to air conditioning versus their evaporative cooler.
Well, aside from saving money on electricity, now you've reduced your water waste as well.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you think about a cooler, you have to leave a cooler on from, you know, basically April to October, and it's on 24/7. With an air conditioner, it's going to kick on maybe two or three times a day some of those months, and you know, you're not using nearly the power it used to be. Before, they were very inefficient, the units, and now they're so much more efficient that it doesn't cost any more to run a new air conditioner than a swamp cooler.
The wattage, I believe, is actually less on an air conditioning system now. And then don't forget, you have to leave your a window or your door open when you have your evap cooler on. So that's adding to if you have breathing issues or just dust in general coming into your house. So.
Evap cooler future is those roll around ones you see in the garage. That's right. Yeah, well, that's about exactly your last resort application.
I have two on my shop. You know, it's a metal building. I can't air condition it, and they work great for that.
Yeah, not for the average home though. What is an energy audit rebate? I understand TEP is now offering those.
So they found that a lot of the equipment is just what the manufacturer states it is and what it truly is are two different numbers completely. So what we do is we go in there and we basically hook up all the same testing materials that the engineers do when they're designing the equipment. It tells us what the exact efficiency is on their current system. We also pressure test all their ductwork, see what the leakage is there, and then from there we get numbers, we get rebate numbers back from Tucson Electric Power.
And that's new.
It is. It's been going on a few years, but it's really becoming a demand. More and more people are demanding it. More and more air conditioning companies are having to do that. And one of the rules that they have is doing a load calculation like we were talking about before. But, yeah, it's definitely a great thing to do. Tucson Electric Power is offering it constantly to everybody at the home show. I think every booth has it or has some sort of TEP impact. And they're paying us to go out and do the audit for the homeowner at no charge.
And what is so great and valuable to the homeowner, you don't have to do anything at that point, but at least you now have a blueprint, a roadmap of addressing your home's energy hogs one at a time.
That's right. And you don't have to do anything for a year. So even if you're not ready to purchase now, but you just kind of want to see where you're at or what's going on,
give me a year to plan, to save, to invest, to be prepared for that
absolutely.
Investment.
We go out there and they'll do a full duct pressure test so you'll know what your leakage is. If you need AeroSeal or any of those situations, we'll know exactly what the efficiency is on the air conditioner, so they'll know exactly how much energy they're using now versus what they would save if they replaced it with a new system. They're not rushed to make that decision. They have plenty of time to do that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation as we move through our callers. Text at 411-923 during the broadcast. And, of course, the rest of today and tomorrow, you can come down here for Southern Arizona Homeowners. How far do y'all travel?
Oh, we go up to, I think, as far as Sierra Vista.
Okay.
So
if you're in the Bisbee-Benson area,
yeah.
If you come by, you guys do have to come by and say a special jingle to get the free service, or just sign up.
No, we're doing them at the home show. It's free for anybody at the home show, and we love to see everybody.
Swing in, get it scheduled, save yourself $75 on a service,
and then know where you're at. Yeah, and it's a free service call because they're actually going through the system, so they know exactly what's wrong with the system at that time. There's also other credits if it's low in refrigerant. They're paying rebates for that as well.